Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
And it's a doozy. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Morning Roast. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni, but we got to get right into it. Massive, and I mean massive news coming out of the NBA this morning. Shams Charania, ESPN, the first to report it. First, it started off with this. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe, sources told ESPN. The Eastern District of New York and FBI Director Kash Patel will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern to announce arrests from said investigation. Now, he followed that up 20 minutes later, Shams Charania, with this. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling, sources tell ESPN. And on top of this, this now per ABC News, head coach Chauncey Billups for the Portland Trailblazers has been charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, law enforcement sources told ABC. I mean, Sam, we have so much to get into today. Obviously, Warriors home opener tonight against the Denver Nuggets. What's going on with the 49ers? Brock Purdy practicing yesterday, looked limited, looked a little bit better. Obviously, the big story yesterday was the Giants getting a new manager, Tony Vitello. But this is what we had to open with. This is an extremely big deal. This isn't some, you know, Terry Rozier, Malik Beasley, you know, Jonte Porter. No. This is a head coach of an NBA basketball team of a major American sport going down tied to the mafia due to illegal gambling. That is an awful look coming off just the start of your season. You got a head coach getting dragged out in cuffs at 5 a.m. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, hello there, Spadoni. And that's, I guess now we know why the Blazers are trying so hard to win one for Chauncey. I mean, this is the next level. I mean, this is a head coach of a team, a guy whose job it is to literally call shots to win basketball games. And my first thought that this goes to here, Spadoni, is, you know, when Chauncey was busted for this, he wasn't busted for the first time doing it. That was just the first time he got caught. So you have to wonder, how long has this been going on? I mean, this is, we're 3 days into the season. You know, it's day three today of the season. Has every team played a game yet? Have the Blazers played a game yet?
Yeah. Like,
so this is an incredibly awful way for the NBA to start its season off. in a year that should be a great year for them. You had Victor Wembanyama go off for 40 points last night on national TV, putting together an unreal performance that had our producer, Carter Chickering, all giddy this morning. And instead, no one's going to care about that because the league's spotlight is going to be all on this gambling scandal now. I mean, tied to the mafia? When I first read that story, I'm looking at the ESPN story that Shams Charania posted right now. I mean, that just seems like a fake sentence. And yet, here he is, like, a poker game tied to the mafia. Is this guy in debt to the mob? Is this what he's gambling for?
I mean, like, Sam,
that is deep stuff.
I literally go back to, and we reference The Sopranos, like, in jest a lot, because it's fiction, right? It's a show about the modernity, if you will, of the mafia. But there's a scene in, like, season 5 or 6 where Tony Soprano, the lead character, one of the bosses in Jersey, is literally gambling with Lawrence Taylor. Like, and Lawrence Taylor plays himself in the scene. I immediately went to Chauncey Billups playing with Tony Soprano. Like,
Chauncey plays himself in that scene.
That sounds fake until I see the ABC News report that he was charging a legal poker operation tied to the mob. It's absolutely incredible and all the wrong reasons for it. And this is why I keep bringing, this is a major, major story because of all the things that have happened in the last 7 years, right? 2018, the Supreme Court strikes down federal prohibitions on sports gambling. And since then, whether it's the NFL, whether it's Major League Baseball, whether it's obviously the NBA now, you see players left and right. Calvin Ridley, Jameson Williams, obviously Terry Rozier now, Jonte Porter, Malik Beasley getting tied to it at times. The list goes on and on and on. But no head coaches. That's why this one, you got to go back to like Pete Rose, maybe. And even that was before my time.
Yeah.
You know, famously, Pete Rose was gambling on the games, but he always said, oh, I was never gambling against my team or my team was playing. Well, it didn't matter. Since that point on, he was excommunicated, and whether you thought he should have been reinstated into the Hall of Fame, what have you, it was a stain on the league, and they needed to bring down swift and fast justice. The commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, has a major and massive problem on his hands, and he needs to get on top of this thing right away. There needs to be a statement. I know when he came in as commissioner, he had a doozy on his hands with the Donald Sterling stuff.
And he reacted pretty swiftly.
And he reacted very swiftly. He banned him for life.
And I think it made him very popular within the league circles.
It did.
Coming out the gate there, it was a great start for him. And now he, you know, we were talking a little bit about Adam Silver yesterday. We were kind of criticizing him because we were talking about, what was it, the broadcasting of NBC. And you brought up how, you know, it's a highlights-based league. And, well, it's okay. People can just go back and watch the highlights. I mean, this, it's becoming apparent that Adam Silver's slowly losing control of the NBA right now.
Whoa!
Like, seriously, this gambling thing is getting out of hand right now. You got a product that is just, like, the way they're putting out the product is just, clearly there's a disconnect there in terms of how fans want to receive the product versus how the NBA thinks it should disseminate its product. But I got to wonder, Spinelli, like, is this just the new normal now that sports leagues are going to be going with here until they get a cap on this? Because all this time, you know, I'm looking at this story and you're looking at it too. You found this morning this a timeline of events of sports gambling run-ins in America since the Supreme Court made sports gambling legal. It is a long, long list of, there's some professional, you know, instances in here, you know, during that time. Obviously, Jameson Williams with the Lions is one of them. But there's a lot of under the radar ones too. You know, whether it's college, UFC, there's a lot of smaller time ones that, you know, maybe go underneath. When I say small time, I don't mean like no one cares, but like they don't fall into the big four sports of American professional sports.
It's
here.
A good point, Sam, because like there's one like right here. New York Jets wide receiver coach, and I know him as a player more, Miles Austin was suspended for a year. This was back in 2022. I don't remember that.
No, I mean, a lot of these get swept under the rug because they're not huge names at the time, or they're in, you know, like no one cares if someone's betting on a Big 12 game or anything like that. But this just, is this just the new normal now? And while we're seeing this happen, all of these leagues that are suspending and banning and getting these, you know, athletes arrested, like, they're all getting into bed with DraftKings and FanDuel and all these other sports betting sites. And so it just kind of goes back to the same kind of, I don't want to say it's a hypocrisy almost, but you can't, I just think it's just the fact that these leagues are getting in bed with all these gambling entities when doing so for the when the players and coaches do so, it's illegal. There's just something that's never sat right with me about that. And I feel like this is the consequence, unintended or not, of sports gambling becoming legal, of sports gambling becoming a viable advertising partner for a lot of these leagues. It's just a continuation of, I think, a reality that was inevitable.
Well, I wonder where fans are at with this, because I will say at 888-957-9570, and that's the number to get involved. We would love your participation all day long. Again, Sam Lemon filling in for Joe Shasky today. I'm Joe Spadoni. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. And if you're just joining us, the latest from Sham Sharani, ESPN, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports gambling probe. Okay, that's a player. Following that, you got Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI for an alleged illegal gambling with ties to the mafia in an illegal poker operation. So there is part of me, when I saw that, I was like, and for better or worse, I was like, oh, well, at least it wasn't on the games, right? At least it wasn't on the games. Like that makes it better. But seriously.
I mean, maybe worse for him. Like, what, is this guy in debt to the mafia? Is this guy sitting down at the poker table?
For him, yes. But for the league, if I'm Adam Silver and I'm like the powers that be, it's like, well, he was doing something on his own separately. He wasn't betting on games.
That was a crime committed outside of
Correct.
Work. You know, that's, you know, if I commit a crime in the office, Nahegan has to deal with it. If I go outside and commit the crime, he can be like, you know what, I don't have to deal with it. That's the outside crime.
But still, it'd be a bad look overall for Odyssey, if in this
hypothetical. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
And the NBA in general, it's still a bad look for the league
absolutely.
You have a head coach getting woken up at 5 in the morning, gunning out.
And they after do very losing, much wake you up when they do these
right,
5 a.m. house calls.
After losing in a heartbreaking fashion in your home opener last night to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 1 minute you're walking off the court. It's like, all right, let's regroup, guys. And we'll, the next minute you're getting arrested. It's honestly like it's
well, you had
incredible.
To probably figure he probably had to know that this was going to be coming. I mean, I'm not saying he's like going to bed every night being like, oh, well, FBI showing up tomorrow morning. But Spadoni, when you're doing things that deep, when you're that deep in it, when you're playing poker games with the mafia and potentially having, I don't know what financial situation he has with it, so I'm not going to say he's in debt to anything or mm-hmm. anything like that, but if you're in these kind of illegal situations, you got to know, like, well, that's the question I have. It's like, you got to know this is coming to a degree. If you're doing something wrong to this level and you're this prominent of a human being, like, there are cameras, there are people talking everywhere. Like, why do these guys think they can keep getting away with it?
Because,
that's what I want to know.
Because they have been. See, that's the thing. When you're doing something, and I don't know from experience, if you're doing something illegal and you keep getting away with it, you think you're bigger than the law. That's just a reality. That's why these people, they keep doing it. Whether and I say these people, it's everyone. From Chauncey Billups to just a regular Joe Schmo on the street. You keep getting away with something, sooner or later you feel above the law. And right now, Chauncey's, you know, he's reaping what he's sowing, and they're going to go through the whole, and they did a whole investigation. So they clearly feel like they have enough on this guy to bring him in and arrest him. Same with Terry Rozier. Obviously, Malik Beasley was the topic of interest over the summer. He thought he had a signed contract, and he's like, no, you're getting investigated by the league. So we'll wait and see when the press conference comes out later from FBI Director Kash Patel. Apparently, it's supposed to happen 7 o'clock our time, so that's in about 40 minutes.
Ooh, do we take
and
that live?
We won't take it live, but we'll definitely get sound from it, I am sure. I will also.
That was not on my bingo card, having Kash Patel going to be delivering sound for our station.
Well,
that was not on my 2025 bingo card.
No, well, this entire thing this morning, I thought we were going to talk about Tony Vitello being the new Giants manager.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to talk about the Warriors home opener, and we still will, guys. Like, I promise. I will get into that, but this is a big story that is breaking the sports and just and news in general right now. It's dominating the headlines. And from the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, this is kind of what I'm getting at. This is what I mentioned earlier. I see the Chauncey getting arrested for an illegal poker ring. It's not as bad as players betting on their own game. Yes.
Let's wait for more details to come out with the Billups thing, too. Like,
I think that's how the league's viewing it, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's, which sounds insane when you get a head coach arrested, but it's the integrity, Sam, is that that's the most important thing for the league. So it's not on the level, it sounds like, anyways, of what Pete Rose,
right, from what we know right now,
of what Pete Rose did back in the day when he was the Phillies manager. That was him actually betting on the games. That is a major no-no, and that is why he was banned for life from Major League Baseball when it came, and they revoked his Hall of Fame. All of that. All of that. Chauncey Billups, he might get banned for life. He might, like Adam Silver might ban him, and that's the least of his problems right now, by the way. Adam Silver's only worried about the integrity of the sport.
And I, to your point, as I see there, it's if it is, you know, just an illegal, you know, poker game that he's essentially dealing with these mafia bosses, then yeah, that does remove the threat or the cloud, so to speak, that Billups was coaching games in a way to make sure that he was, you know, hitting that spread or keeping guys in to get their minutes because he needed a certain player to hit an over on their points. Yeah, to your point there, Spadoni, like, yeah, it is good that that particular issue is not what's kind of getting Billups up here, but at the end of the day, an NBA head coach getting let out in handcuffs at 5 in the morning, that's a stain on the league, and this is it's a horrible way for this NBA season to start right now. This league is not a league. They can't really afford to be having this right now.
No, it's not a good look considering what took place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Back in the early 2000s, Tim Donaghy, remember Kings, Lakers. Donaghy later admitted he was gambling on games, all of that. There has been a long tie.
And the refs really, I don't think, have ever truly recovered from the Tim Donaghy scandal. Because, I mean, we always crush officials just in general as fans and whatnot. But, no, the fact of the matter is, the fact that that happened with Tim Donaghy, even way back then, there's always that sneaking bit of suspicion that any ref that isn't doing what you, you know, the calls that you like, it's going to be in the back of your mind, whether warranted or not.
The worst thing that you can do to a sport is to make it feel like it's scripted or that there's something fishy going on. We like to call professional sports and even, you know, collegiate, whatever, you know, the greatest reality TV show for a reason, because it's actually real.
Mm-hmm.
Reality TV, like on MTV, Bravo, whatever. I was watching Love is Blind on Netflix last night. Just a tremendous season, by the way.
I know you're on that show.
Very, very much into it. That stuff's all like script. You know that's scripted. You know there's producers in the background. You know there's people telling what to do or asking questions. And it's all fugazi. It's not real. Why do we love Warriors, Lakers on an opening night? You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How's Luka going to look? How's Steph going to look? Jonathan Kaminga. That's why we call it the greatest reality TV shows ever. But when you start tampering with that, and then it feels scripted, or it feels like something's wrong or fishy, that's when you lose the trust of the audience. That's when I don't want to watch it anymore. And that's what you cannot have if you're Roger Goodell, if you're Rob Manfred, if you're Adam Silver in this case. Is people not watching anymore. And that's when you start messing with the sanctity, if you will, or the integrity of the league. Now, it sounds like, again, according to reports, if you're just joining us, Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been charged in an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, law enforcement sources told ABC News. That's different than what took place with Terry Rozier, who was arrested early Thursday morning as well, part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe. So there is a lot of things happening in the NBA verse when their season just went underway. And I cannot, let's just say this, Sam, can't wait for the presser from Adam Silver, how he's going to dodge this bullet and how he's going to sell this one to the league and to all the people that are spending, oh, I don't know, $650 a year to watch all these games, right? Good luck selling that one.
I mean, the question I still have that I always come back to in this situation is just, I mean, how are you going to prevent this going forward? Like, because this is just, it keeps happening. Now, it keeps getting brought to light. Maybe it's been happening a lot more than we're aware of. And the fact that it is legal now, that brings more of this stuff into the light. So we're going to see more and more players get pinched. But then that kind of then leads me to my next question. It's like, who else out there is doing this?
Well,
because it's definitely... With Rozier and Billups out of the picture, I guarantee you, Spadoni, the league is not clean as a whistle right now. They have not, you know, Jontay Porter's gone, Malik Beasley, he's out. The NBA definitely has not cleaned house out of everybody who is illegally wagering on games. There are still some players still out there who are doing this, and you don't know who it could be. It could be literally anybody, and so I don't know how the NBA puts a lid on this to make sure it doesn't happen again or prevent other players from getting caught up in this. Maybe it's impossible to. Maybe this is just, like, as I said, this is the new reality, and it's just, you know, once upon a time, Spadoni, it was, you know, in baseball, we're worried, which is the next great slugger that's going to get tied to steroids? Are we getting to a situation where it's just like, who's the next great player in any sport who's going to be tied to illegal sports gambling and risk getting a lifetime ban? Like, it's... Is this really where we're at now?
888-957-9570. We are continuing to monitor the situation going on this morning around the NBA sphere. If you're just joining us, again, the latest from Shams Charania at ESPN, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe. FBI Director Kash Patel is going to hold a presser at 10 a.m. Eastern, so 7 o'clock our time here on the West Coast, in about 35 minutes to announce the rest of the investigation. Plus, on top of that, this morning, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI for an alleged illegal gambling. And on top of that, I guess there's more news that we have to talk about on the other side. The big boss man got in there. Hey, we got more news coming out about this. Big time stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss it. Plus, I promise we'll get into what the Giants did yesterday, hiring a new manager, Tony Vitello. That is historic in its own right. Warriors Nuggets tonight, the home opener. Oh, my God. Sports. For good or for bad, and fuego this morning. That's Sam Lubin filling in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. If you want to join the conversation, you can hit us up on YouTube. We are streaming, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, which is righteously brewed in San Francisco. And coming up next, more on this crazy, crazy story about gambling investigations, the mob, the FBI. Our pets' heads are falling off? What's going on? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. On the latest breaking news out of ESPN, Shams Charania reporting Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested early Thursday morning
as
of an FBA sports betting gambling probe. I know, Michael. I know. The Eastern District of New York and FBI Director Kash Patel will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern to announce arrests from said investigation. So that's coming up in about less than a half hour now, our time. And then you get Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling with ties to the mafia, sources told ABC. And on top of that now, big boss man gets in my ear, oh, we got more. NBC News is now reporting former NBA player Damon Jones has also been arrested by the FBI in connection with the charges being announced today. No indication he is tied to bets on games he played in, according to too familiar with the matter. That's via NBC News. And Damon Jones, I should also mention, was Cavs assistant coach back 2016 through 2018, Sam. So I say all that to say this. If you're waking up this morning and you're just, you know, you're a regular sports fan, but you're not into sports gambling. And, you know, California really has, we haven't technically legalized it. Now we have some aspects of like fantasy that you can like kind of circumvent it, but we don't have it legal here in California. So a lot of these states do. Now, what these guys are doing is clearly illegal. You can't tamper with the league. There's FBI implications, there's mob implications, all of that. But Sam, why should the average fan of sports be caring about this right now? I guess that is the question, and I'm asking you that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not a huge sports gambler. It's not really, like, I've dabbled with it, but to me, I feel like sports gambling, you need to have money to do that, and your boy isn't that, you know, flush with cash.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I'm but a humble radio producer.
You're getting there.
Yeah, maybe someday, but hey, why the average fan should care, really? I mean, it's the gambling, unfortunately, it does impact the game in terms of if it's compromising what the product is. Spino, I think you hit on it last segment. You got to be able to trust what you're seeing out there. Like, we can't have, like, you look just around the way the world is operating these days. So much of how things function properly is based on just the confidence that they will, the confidence that people do their jobs properly, the confidence that, you know, the right things are being done in the right way. And when that's not the case, when that trust, when that faith is shaken, we talk about your circle of trust here.
That's right.
When things are outside of the circle of trust, it's not easy to get back in. And when I see coaches getting involved in these kind of things now, my worry is, as I said, is just where's the next shoe going to drop? Where's the next bolt of lightning going to strike? Because it's not just them. And so that's the concern I have. And that's always been kind of a concern I've had with sports gambling in America, because sports gambling could really ruin people's lives. Like, there's a reason why there's gambler hotlines out there.
1-800-GAMBLER.
To call when your life goes off the rails. I mean, people can absolutely destroy their lives through sports gambling. And when you see it happening at this level here and how risky it can be, I don't know if it's going to, for me personally, impact my ability to watch the game. I'm still going to watch because it's not massively widespread yet. But a week ago, a head coach had never gotten pinched in one of these. And now here we are.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want to keep seeing this trend in the darker and darker and darker direction that we're slowly seeing it trend to.
Well, there actually is a tie to, you know, the new manager here in the Bay, Tony Vitello. And we're going to get to know about Tony coming up in about 12, 15 minutes with another Tony Basilio of the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 FM in Knoxville, Tennessee's number one paisan, he calls him. But he knows all things Tennessee baseball, Volunteers, all of that. So we'll get the lay of the land of who Tony Vitello is as a manager, and if he thinks he's going to translate at the big league level. Again, that's a historic hire in that he's had no experience at the major league level coaching, and now he's going from the college program to the MLB program. So it's going to be very interesting there. We'll talk to Tony Basilio, but I say that because it's not professionally exclusive. You had Alabama fire their head baseball coach, Brad Bohannon, back on May 4th, 2023, after links to suspicious bets. Yeah, that guy, that man, Alabama, you know where they play? SEC. Where does Tennessee play? SEC.
Just means more.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
It's ties everywhere is why I bring that up. Not just with the NBA, NFL. This goes to the college level, too.
Well, you mentioned the college level here, Spinoni. Last March, as we're looking at this timeline here, Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, came out and he called for a ban on college prop bets. Because, you know, this is, again, to protect the integrity and competition of the game, but also to stop the harassment of students and players. You know, you can't have people going up to kids in the parking lot being like, hey, man, I need you to get 100 yards. You came in at 98. What's going on here? It's people, when people's money is on the line, we act differently. Like, that is literally the lifeblood to how we are able to live our everyday lives is our money. And when that becomes at risk, you're going to do crazy things to keep that money in your pocket or add more money to your pocket. So there becomes, in a sense, a risk that the athletes are taking here. You know, if I need Christian McCaffrey to hit the over on 90 yards rushing and he comes in underneath, then I'm driving up to McCaffrey's house and throwing eggs at his house out of anger. Granted, most people might be doing worse things or not as bad things, but that's kind of the slippery slope all of this plays on here. Now, is that widespread? No, absolutely not. This is probably a very, you know, remote or isolated incidents here where athletes are being harassed. But at the same time, even if it is isolated, the fact that it's happening is too much.
before we get to Tony Basilio on the other side, again, Tony Basilio, the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 FM in Knoxville. The guy knows all things Volunteers baseball, and specifically about the new Giants manager, Tony Vitello, from one Tony to another. And let's go to G in the city before we get to that, though, because G has some thoughts on all this gambling stuff, plus on Tony Vitello. What's up, G? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, hey, what's happening? What's happening?
How you doing, man?
Tony, love me. I'm pretty good, man. Pretty good. Pretty good. I just wanted to say, as far as, like, the gambling, man, I think all those dudes gamble. I mean, even if it's just personal, like you know, poker games, not poker games, but card games on the plane rides and whatnot, all those dudes gamble. I just hate it had to come up to, you know, this level to where the mob's involved and whatnot, but I'm pretty sure it's not an isolated incident. I applaud Cash Patel, but dude, what's up with the Epstein files, bro? You know what I mean? There should be other people walking out in cuffs. Don't put money over kids, man. You know what I mean?
All right, G in the city right there. No, listen, he wants to go on top of that. I'm not going super political with it, although this is political because the FBI is involved in this. I'm not opening up that other can of worms. We have one can of worms right now that we've opened with sports gambling.
But G brings up a good point there. You know, the players are doing it. And I would just say to that, G, as we get up against it here, there's a difference between Steph and Draymond sitting in the back of the plane saying, you know, and Steph's like, hey, Draymond, I bet you $100 I win this next hand of poker. And, you know, a player going to a bookie and saying, hey, put 10 large on the Blazers tonight. I'm going to make sure that we cover that. Like, it's different when it's... When you're throwing money around with your teammates, like Spadoni, you and I placing a bet together, like I bet you $10 the Niners cover the spread this weekend. That is different than what, you know, a professional gambler or someone, you know, Carter, you like to, I don't want to lump you in with Chauncey Billups, Carter, but, you know, that's not the same as the bets that Carter is putting down on weekends for the Niners to cover the spread. It's just not the same.
Or Michael
right,
Jordan.
Is that correct, Carter? Am I right there?
That's correct, Sam.
I don't know anything about gambling, so.
You don't?
Okay.
You know, it's not your scene at all.
It's just not been my thing. No, okay. Again, it comes down to you need to have money to gamble, and
Sam,
your boy doesn't have that
you're
money.
You're so pure of heart. I love you.
No, let's not.
I'm more of a Terry Rozier type of gambler, not a Chauncey Billups type.
Oh, okay. Not Michael Jordan.
You're not sitting down at the table with Tony Soprano?
There you go. With Lawrence Taylor and company. All right. On the other side, we got Tony Basilio joining us of the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 FM in Knoxville, to talk about the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, Tony Vitello, who obviously is making the jump. It's a historic jump from the collegiate level to the major leagues level. So we'll get the lay of the land on Tony from another Tony. Plus, we'll hear from what Shams Charania had to say about all this going on with Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, Chauncey Billups. And yes, we'll probably get the sound, too, of FBI Director Kash Patel when he addresses everyone in regards to the arrests being made this morning. All that and more. Spadoni, Lubman, and Frashaski. It's the Morning Roast. And this segment is brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Joining us on the River Islands guest line is the aforementioned Tony Basilio of the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 FM in Knoxville. And I guess it says right here, Tennessee's now number one Paisan. So we got Tennessee's number one Paisan joining San Francisco's number one Paisan, Joe Spadoni, alongside Sam Lumman. Tony, good morning.
A little intercontinental spaghetti and meatballs for breakfast. Great to talk to you, Paisan. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. All right, hey, Tony, before we get into Tony Vitello becoming the new Giants manager, I got to ask you about the biggest topic, not only in sports, but in news in America right now, I guess. You know, the Terry Rozier getting arrested this morning from a gambling probe from the FBI. Chauncey Billups getting arrested for illegal gambling poker operation with the mob. I mean, what do you make of all this, Tony?
Listen, when a guy's name is Chauncey, and he's got some mob ties, I got time for that, okay? Just between you and me.
Okay.
Or alleged mob ties, I should say. Hey, we've seen this. In our lifetimes, I saw Willie Mays. I grew up in the Philadelphia area. I remember when Willie Mays got banished from baseball, right from your city, because he was meeting and greeting some people in some Atlantic City casinos. And now we've got sports gambling. I mean, you talk about the fox running the hen house now. And I just wonder, you know, look, we're in the college space. I know these administrators in college sports on a night in, night out basis are so concerned about these kids because they don't have the money these pro people do. But even these professional athletes now we're seeing getting involved in this stuff. It's pretty scary. It really is.
Tony, you know, one thing that isn't as scary anymore is this Giants managing situation here.
What a pivot.
I'm just kind of curious, you know, the mood in Knoxville right now, how are fans, Tennessee fans, reacting to this news that Tony Vitello will be leaving Knoxville to come to the Bay Area and manage the Giants? And were you surprised that his name not only came up, but that he ended up being the guy for the Giants?
No, look, when I first saw that report, and I, knowing Buster Posey's background and how Buster's a guy that came out of the college baseball world, what you guys have to understand about Tony is that a lot of these kids that have now filtered into baseball from the college ranks, Tony recruited. Now, he didn't get them all, but he recruited most of them. And Tony is an absolute rock star. I call Tony the Nick Saban of college baseball because that's what he was going to do. He was getting ready to terrorize the sport. I mean, it took him a couple years here to kind of get it going. Tony, when I first met him, he knew I was the only Italian in, you know, three or four of us here in East Tennessee. And
not
so
stick
he,
together.
Had me over to his, he had me over to his baseball stadium, and he said, "Can you see what this place is going to look like?" And I was like, he said, "We're going to fill this place." I said, "Tony," and back then it was a little tiny stadium. I said, "Tony, they're getting 100 people at a game. I mean, you're out of your mind." Guys, by the time it was over, they built triple decker porches. They had people scouting tickets for several hundred dollars. This guy lit this place on fire. And this guy is going to be a huge loss here because he's easily the best coach on campus. And in my lifetime, it's him and Pat Summitt in terms of just ability to read and reach people, ability to command a room, ability to own the moment. And I think the Giants did. I think if anybody can do this, if anybody can do it, and I know these are two different games, Tony will come in there very humbly. He will come in there as somebody that will be very slow to talk, very quick to learn. I know he's going to surround himself with good people. I think Max Scherzer, which is some of the reporting, is going to be a piece of this because he and Scherzer are thick as thieves. And Tony, down through the years in the postseason, there have been a couple celebrations. He's been on the field out there with Scherzer. If you go back and look at it, guys. A couple of the World Series celebrations as that's occurred. So, Tony, I just cannot say enough good things about him, and people here are devastated that he's gone. It was a devastating day yesterday, guys. We all knew it was coming because there's only 30 of those jobs in the world, and how are you going to turn it down? And but I think the guy, if anybody can do it, I really believe it's him.
Talking with Tony Basilio here on the Morning Roast of the Tony Basilio Show, 105.7 FM in Knoxville, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. So, Tony, you mentioned it right there. You know, you've been doing this collegiately at the coaching level back since 2002, when, you know, they released the press release stuff all about the Giants and his background story. I didn't know he was the associate coach of the Salinas Packers. Now, Salinas, California is where I went to high school in, and it's about 150 miles south of here. It's like farm country. So he's got some 831, which is the area code, 831 ties, which I love. But, like, what kind of manager is he? You know, we've had really, like, famous, like head coaching here. I don't know if you know Steve Kerr, guys won 4 rings. We've had Bill Walsh, sure. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Currently, or most recently, Bruce Bochy, 3 World Series championships. So, like, what kind of manager are we getting in Tony Vitello here in the Bay Area?
You're getting a guy that's going to be a guy that does not call himself a manager. He's going to call himself a teammate. That was his approach here with his team. You're getting a guy that's not going to throw these professional players under the bus. He's going to treat them professionally. You're getting a guy that's going to be a very much a stickler for details and is going to want his team to play good, hard baseball. Now, my thing with the college and the pro game, and you guys know this, in the professional game, we all know it's one of 162. You can't go pedal to the metal full time. It's more of a process, and he'll acclimate to that because he's a smart guy. But you're getting a guy that is a great people reader, a great motivator of people. And listen, I think emotional intelligence when it comes to those managerial positions now more than ever, you've got all these different guys in these locker rooms from all different cultures. Which Tony, also another thing about him is, he vacations in Central and South America a whole bunch. So, and he's got an affinity for those places. So he'll be able to, I would think reach some of those ball players from that perspective and appreciation of different cultures. I'm telling you, if anybody can do this thing, and I know the college and pro, I know there are naysayers out there in the Bay Area and in Giants Nation across the world, and I get it, because it's a way outside the box hire. This guy is going to be a trailblazer here. But if anybody can do it, this guy is just so special. And Paisan, I'll tell you what, when you get around him, you mentioned that Salinas thing to him, he's the type of guy who, if you make a contact with him in that way, it'll become real to him, and you'll make a friend. I mean, I know you'll have to criticize him, and, you know, as the season goes along and get on him on the air. That's another thing about Tony is Tony has this thing where he's kind of thin-skinned, but he's kind of thick-skinned. Because, look, I come from a tradition in Philadelphia where we love on you, we boo you. You know, and if we really love you, we'll throw things at you.
Yes, shout out Santa Claus. And
exactly. And so, Tony, we were – I would criticize him after some games and get on him and get after him. And then he would kind of clap back. But you know what? He would always come on the program. He never held that against me. It was never like a personal thing. And so from that perspective, I think he'll do well as well.
Yeah, so Tony, I'm assuming at times, you know, you've had him on your show, you've conversed with him, whether on your show or in person. If you could just speak more to that, like, what is it like interviewing him? What is it like conversing with Tony Vitello and just learning about the kind of person that he is?
I've never been around a guy that's like a human nerve like him in coaching. He is real. This guy does not speak in coach speak. This guy's not going to put you to sleep at a press conference. This guy is who he is. He's very comfortable in his own skin. And that's part of what made him such a rock star around here, because you're in a world where, especially in the major college game, these people all share agents. They're all robotic. He's not. He refuses to be, you know, some of these people, when they go before the press, they just don't say anything. And you're sitting there and the whole media is looking at each other like, what are we doing? Let's go get lunch. You know, like, what in the hell are we doing in this room right now? Tony is not one of those people. He is comfortable in his own skin. He's funny. He's self-deprecating. He's not afraid to laugh at himself. He's self-aware. I'm telling you, this guy's got a real chance of making it. He really does. He's got a, I would not bet against him. And you know, the thing that, about the Giants job that I knew when I really thought about it over the weekend, will he take it, will he not, when the report first surfaced, because he was torn. Because he's really built some special, he's really done an incredible.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.